You know what that music is? That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, first off, it goes without saying, you know, everybody says this. It's one of the most frustrating things out there is when you don't have control, as a man especially, when you have no control over something. What can you say? You know, our prayers are going out to everyone affected by Hurricane Irma. We blanket the state of Texas. We blanket the state of Florida. We cover most of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, East. All these areas are our listening audience. The Caribbean islands as well. I just got back from St. John over a month ago. It's really heartbreaking type stuff. Again, to see the power of Mother Nature. But again, if there's a place that to get hit, the United States is one that we bounce back from. We're able to rally. We're able to pull ourselves together time in and time again. It's just in our nature. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street. So always honored to be in front of this microphone. And we have a lot of really important things to talk about. I actually got a few emails here actually blaming me. Blaming me in part for the problems with pensions imploding all around the country. This is like kind of like blaming my usage of my car, the fact that I go to the gym and I you know expel a lot of carbon dioxide, and blaming the so-called global warming on me. People upset saying I am exacerbating the pension problem because I'm warning people. Is going to happen, that it's somehow I should tone down my rhetoric when it comes to these pensions, because people are going to retire early and they're going to pull their money out, and this is going to make matters worse. Really. So I shouldn't warn people. I shouldn't warn people. I should tell them, hey, you know what? Stick your head in the sand and don't pay attention. Story this past week. Kentucky public employee retirements surge as fears of pension collapse mounts. It's a story that came out. It was actually David Smith, the executive director for the Kentucky Association for State Employees, And he said that state workers have been retiring after consultants hired by the state recommended drastic changes to the pension system. People are waking up and they're saying, gee whiz, I might not get that pension, or I better lock in my pension right now. And they're racing out to get retired. 20% jump in state worker retirements last month. 20% jump. Well, I appreciate what these people are doing, but I've also got to give them a little dose of reality. If you think that you're actually locked into that rate, you've got another thing coming. When a pension is out of money, it's out of money. And sure, I mean, the state will go out there and they'll take money out of schools, school budgets, and they'll take money away from infrastructure projects, and they'll do whatever they can to shore up those pensions. But the reality of the situation is when it's out of money, it's out of money. I chronicled this on the program when this happens. Again, we've got clients all over the world. And it's obviously been much, much worse in places, certain countries in Europe, where people have had their pensions cut upwards 60, 70% in some cases. I know what happens. I've seen firsthand. I know what happens to people when they see that type of cut, and that's all they have. That's all they have, their government pension. And that was great. Actually got a lot of good comments last week. I went off on a bit of a rant. Went off on a bit of a rant about math and magic. And the fact that we here at Markowski Investments, we here at the Watchdog and Wall Street Show, we believe in math. We don't believe in magic. Math is the worst enemy, okay, of any sort of Keynesian politician, big spending person out there, big leftist ideology, left-wing economists. They hate math. Hate it. To them, math is racist, xenophobic. It's uncaring. It's all of these different things out there. But math is power. It is what it is. We've been warning people now for 20-some-odd years about the problems that were coming with pensions and Social Security. Warning people. And this is before we had the ultra-low interest rates, artificially low interest rates that have been pushed down. So everything that we told you back some 20-some-odd years ago, it's sped up. It's like if you got like one of those MacGyver countdown clocks on a bomb and they're all locked up somewhere and you hit the wrong button, then all of a sudden the countdown clock goes faster. Well, ultra-low interest rates have made that countdown clock go that much faster. And again, it's still people blaming me. Markowski, shut up about this stuff. You're going to make matters worse. Oh, okay. So when I warned people about Bernie Madoff and the dot-com collapse and the real estate collapse and all of these other problems out there, Enron, I should have kept my mouth shut because it would have just extended the problem. Sometimes, people, you don't think. A Ponzi scheme is a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, it's funny. Take a look, go back, you like Madoff's scheme and everything he was trying to do in the end days, trying to get more people, trying to get more money, trying to keep the whole scam afloat for a longer period of time. Doesn't make any difference. Eventually, it's going to collapse. And this is what we've been trying to teach people, trying to warn people about here on this program for a very, very long period of time, and honestly, to a much greater degree over the past couple of years. There is a great conspiracy out there to keep people poor and stupid. I didn't come up with that phrase. That was Donald Luskin. But it's brilliant. It is. All the fantasies that they put in people's heads, all the fantasies about magical retirements and vineyards and all sorts of travel and all of these things that you're going to do. All these magical things. I remember the commercials on TV where you had school teachers that were retiring with millions upon millions of dollars. Right. Right. Sure. Sure. Because what? They day traded well? Come on, people. Give me a break. If it was real, don't you think you'd actually see it? Don't you think you'd actually witness it? Listening to a radio commercial program. It's on various different stations around the country. The guy puts out some sort of BS newsletter claiming he's made people millions of dollars. Do you honestly believe that? Do you honestly believe that? All these traders out there, they're trading academies and all the things that they can do. Do you think if they were actually capable of doing that, that they'd be talking to you, that they'd be sharing that with you? Come now. Who are we trying to kid? Okay, I want everybody to forget everything, all the BS that you've been taught about retirement. Because basically it's been like, okay, we're going to save a lot of money. And then we get to a certain point in time, we're going to shift the balance of that portfolio. We're just going to shift it into bonds and treasuries and cash and cash equivalents, and we are going to live off that. Really? Really? Well, how about if that cash and cash equivalents, how about if $1 million only got you $10,000 to $15,000 a year? Are you going to be able to couple that with Social Security and live off that? Some people can. Some people, they can. Some people can make the cutbacks and it's not going to bother them. That's, again, it all comes down to who you are and what you want in life and what you want your retirement to be, because it's different for all people. And that's a part of financial planning. But for many, no. No, that's not what they want. They've lived life a certain way, used to doing certain things. They want to be able to continue to do them. It's always been our goal. And obviously it's been much, much more difficult. Much, much more difficult over the past decade and a half to take assets and move them into cash and cash equivalents so people are able to live off those things without having to think twice. And I'll be honest with you, you used to be able to do that. It's not the case anymore. It's much more complicated than that. But there's certain trade-offs as well. You're living longer. You're living longer. You hit 65, there's a damn good chance you're going to hit 85. And if you take care of yourself, you're going to really enjoy yourself as well. I mean, you're going to be able to do things. Granted, you know, health is the most important thing out there, and it's different for everybody. The numbers are what the numbers are. The last thing in the world you want to do is you want to be worrying about outliving your money. That's insanity. So you need to get your financial plan done the right way. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. Again, people, math is power. The things that we're telling you here, it's reality. It is the terrain. You can either listen, you can follow it, or again, you can decide to live in some sort of crazy fantasy world. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can get a free consultation with our certified financial planners. My white paper on the coming, well, it's not coming, it's here. It's here. The financial, well, it is, retirement crisis. Right there is available, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or you can give us a call at 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train,
weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight Challenger, a car. At just 1.5 tons?
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Lots of folks, for the first time in generations, fear their children's future will be less. Maybe that's true, but it doesn't have to be. The American family is under assault. We're told this is about lifestyle choices. Nonsense. Last year, 48% of all the births were to unwed mothers. Not all single-parent families are bad, but such overwhelming numbers offer predictable results. We must save the American family and return education to local control. Teach your sons to be honorable men and your daughters to respect the women they'll become. Teach them to be smart, to think forward, to understand that some decisions cannot be undone, that the best decisions usually require the most work, and about the gifts of marriage, the result of effort and of being true. These things rather than the excitement of marriage and the ease of divorce. Folks, it's just common sense. If we don't save the American family, nothing else we say or do will matter. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
A little 38 special. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. Get there. Take advantage of everything we've got, whether it be our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, you name it. All there at the website at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I was doing a bit of house cleaning this past week. My office often looks like it got hit by a tornado. I mean, it can get to be really messy in here. I save all of the prep work that I print up, and I do 18 hours worth of radio weeks, and you can imagine. And I try to put it in various different piles and whatnot because, again, I need it for the columns that I write, for my research. I write for Newsmax, I write for The Hill, write for all these various different publications, not to mention the Markowski Quarterly Newsletter. And, you know, I like to keep track of everything and have all of my research and prep around me. But at times, it gets a little messy and too much. I was putting together some stuff for a story that I was working on, and I grabbed this. It was from earlier on this past year. And it was a survey that said that people would rather have naked pictures leaked online than information about their finances. That's the type of stuff, again, it makes me want to pull my hair out. But I know it's the case. I'm in this industry. I'm in this business. I mean, everything out there is study. 2 in 5 Americans say they'll need $1 million to retire. Well, maybe. But maybe that's not going to be enough. 2017 survey on regards to Americans and whether or not they're being stressed on retirement. The retirement confidence survey, which is put out by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Many American workers are feeling stressed about retirement or not taking steps to prepare for it. And those feeling stress have lower levels of retirement confidence and are less likely to feel financially secure. Okay. And I can go on and on and on. Again, I'm looking through all of them here on the program. I just grabbed a couple. And to say, well, that there's a plethora. What does this mean? Well, that means people, again, are choosing to ignore a problem. And it's not a smart thing to do by any stretch of the imagination, especially when it comes to your money. You know, you're putting things off that you could deal with and you could handle and you could prepare for. And you know what? Just to put your mind at ease. I hate being stressed out. I hate being stressed out about stuff. I hate worrying about things. I can't sleep at night if I haven't made sure that everything and anything is taken care of. So, again, I don't know how some people do it. I don't know what you're relying on. I don't know how you convince yourself that your retirement and your maybe the pension that you're getting is going to be A-okay. All of the metrics have changed. Every single one of the metrics has changed, from the longevity, how long you're going to live, the return on assets, especially cash and cash equivalents, all of the performance metrics that they told you that you were going to get, the amount of money they told you that you needed to save, whether it be a bull market, a bear market, a flat market, doesn't make any difference, and you're prepared. You know, there's so many con artists out there. And again, either they're selling greed or they're selling fear. And I'm hearing it all over the place now. Oh, yeah, they're jumping all over this. They're seeing the stories when it comes to the pension crisis and various different things out there. And what they're doing, they're going out there and pushing some high commission annuity product down people's throats or some sort of quick fix. There's no such thing as quick fixes. You've been paying attention to this program over the years. You know that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort, and there is no exceptions to that rule. Guys, I don't have any magic pixie dust. I don't have any fancy trading model. Nothing. None of the above. Because it's all fake. It's not real. Your portfolio is a tool to get you where you want to be. And, you know, like any tool out there, you got to use it. You got to work. You know where you can't set it and forget it. You can't neglect it. You have to put the time in. And you understand, people, you've got to have realistic expectations. Some of the things I hear from people sometimes in regards to returns that they expect. Well, this guy told me he could at least show me 18 to 20% on a year. What? Who? Who? I want you to tell me who could show you that return. Year in, year out. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. People buying it. They want to believe it. They want to believe that there's some sort of pill that you can take. It'll go away. Goes to that something about Mary bit, where they were talking about the 8-minute abs, a better idea, the 7-minute abs. And then the retort was, well, why don't you do one better? Why don't you come with the 6-minute abs, huh? No. There's no 6-minute abs. There's no taking a pill. There's no getting yourself ripped up like a superhero without putting the work, time, and effort in. And you know what? The same thing holds true with your money. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
So I want to thank everybody. You guys, I don't want to see you next week at another place, okay? We've seen you enough.
President Trump in Florida talking with rescue and relief workers after Hurricane Irma. The president praising the response of FEMA and first responders all across the state of Florida. He also held up Florida Governor Rick Scott for special praise for his work in the recovery.
What do I know? But I hope this man right here, Rick Scott, runs for the Senate. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know that at a certain point it ends for you, and we can't let it end.
The president is continuing to press for his border wall, saying it's necessary for what he calls extreme border security. President Trump's comments come less than 24 hours after dinner with Democratic congressional leaders. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi both said they agreed to preserve DACA without providing funding for a border wall. Trump disputed that. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-60. This is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey, Disco here, going to 1970 stuff. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. People, some people listening to this program for the first time, and they get kind of thrown for a loop to some degree, and the things that we talk about here on the program, because we defy conventional wisdom and our belief that conventional wisdom is poison. Sometimes they get confused about what we do. This radio show's been on the air for almost 18 years, but I'm partner in a certified financial planning firm that's been around for over two decades now, that the partners, myself and my brothers, it's family. And you can do your homework on us and look up our story and see where we came from and used to work on Wall Street, big firms, and how we fought against them and the fact that they were systematically ripping off their customers and clients, and it's been a battle since then. It's been a constant battle since then, and we've been constantly fighting for the individual investor. We do things differently. Yes, we're a certified financial planning firm, but no, we don't slam the door in people's faces unless they have, you don't have $2 million in the market. Well, sorry, folks. Sorry, folks. Firm's closed. Jerk outside should have told you so. No, that's not how we operate. There's no velvet rope here. We help everyone out. And again, it's been a battle. It's been a struggle, but it's been beautiful. And God willing, we continue to grow and continue to get our message out. We continue to go head to head and fight against the big investment firms, the big banks. I'm going to be honest with you. I am probably like a mosquito to them that they just swat away. They're that big. They're that powerful. I can rant and rave and talk about them here on the program. People ask me all the time, geez, I'm surprised these guys don't threaten you or try to keep you quiet. Why? Why? You take a look at the size of them and you take a look at me. They could care less. I mean, here's a classic example from this past year. Wells Fargo gets caught. Gets caught basically systematically falsifying accounts and ripping off their customers. Last week, news comes out that, you know what, the scandal is much, much bigger. Total of 3.5 million accounts. I get wind this past week that the scandal goes even deeper. Wells Fargo had more than one way to cheat customers who were refinancing their homes. They talked clients into paying higher interest rates in order to avoid fees for delays in processing mortgage refinancing deals that they were causing the delays. And again, I went through this personally with them. Now, again, Wells Fargo had to pay significant fines, right? They had to pay significant fines. Oh, who paid the fines? The shareholders paid the fines. The people who hold shares in Wells Fargo. This is part of the scam, people. It's part of the ruse. It's part of the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. Again, your conventional wisdom is, oh boy, we really got them. We really got that Wells Fargo. We really got that Morgan Stanley. We really got those guys. You did, huh? How? People, do you recognize that a corporation is nothing more than a logo and a tax ID number? Who pays the fines? The shareholders do. It's not the people actually committing the crime. It's not the people actually putting the systems in place to rip off their customers. No. They don't pay the fine. The company pays the fine. It's the perfect crime, for crying out loud. It works every single time if you work at one of these big banks, one of these big institutions, one of these too big to fail pieces of you know what. I had stories here. A mile thick. Like I said, I've been doing house cleaning, and I gotta put together a story on Wells Fargo. I mean, Wells Fargo managers pushed overdraft services. Wells Fargo stars thrive why 5,000 workers got fired. Wells Fargo bank branches were tipped off to inspections by the higher up. I mean, I'm gonna get into this question. We're gonna take a break right here. I'm gonna ask you the question right here. We'll talk about it when we get back. You can hear Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs say that Wall Street does God's work. Do you believe that? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Yes, a way out from the big banks, the big firms. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse, Suds. Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the purchase line.
Honey,
I'm still free.
Take a
chance on me. If you need me.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
I wonder how much money ABBA would make if they did a reunion tour, just out of curiosity. I think they'd kill it. I do. But anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. Speaking of ABBA, you know, I just found out they're doing a Mamma Mia 2. Not to say that I can't blame the actors and actresses and all involved, because yeah, I wouldn't mind filming a movie on a Greek island either. That'd be pretty nice, too. But who's, are they going to use more ABBA music? I mean, they're kind of out of songs, aren't they? Anyway, I digress. Question I asked before the break. Yes, Lloyd Blankfein. Again, file that under guys that you'd love to smack upside the head. When he was defending Wall Street, he was talking about how Wall Street does God's work. Yep. Bankers are doing God's work. It's what we do. We go out there and we perform socially valuable services by raising capital, providing liquidity to investors, ensuring that securities are priced accurately, money flows where it's most important, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. About that. That's a lie. Used to be true. But it's now a lie. I'm a Wall Street purist. I am. What does that mean? I want to go back to the old days. I want to go back to the day. I want to go bring back Glass-Steagall. I want to go back where all these investment banks were out there. Out there looking for all sorts of the great new company out there, looking to finance the next great idea. And there was a lot of investment banks. Yeah. You look at the numbers. Right now, raising capital for companies is a side business. It's a side business. They barely even do it anymore. And if you're talking about liquidity and pricing markets fairly and all that stuff, providing liquidity to the markets, again, go sell your bull excrement somewhere else, Lloyd. Why, did anybody have any trouble at all getting good executions back during the 1970s? And that was back at a point in time when commissions were a hell of a lot higher than they were today. Anybody have any trouble getting their order filled? It's a load of bunk. Fact is that there's less companies today trading than ever before. Most of these banks are engaged in moving paper from one end of the room or the other, or giving bad advice to corporations in regards to expansions or mergers and acquisitions that they can reap very large fees on. So no. You're not doing God's work, Lloyd, by any stretch of the imagination. Again, it used to be that way. It is no longer. It is no longer. And I've lamented this here on the program. The Republican Party last year, last summer, in their platform, 2016, they called for the repeal of Graham Leach Bliley and to bring back Glass-Steagall and to break up these big banking institutions. We're nowhere closer to that point today than we were back then. And it's sad. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get out from those big firms. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I can't believe it. I'm looking out the, I'm looking out my studio window right now. And I live pretty much on a woods here, right on the north shore of Long Island, where the studio, my studio is located. And it just turned to September, and I already got the leaves are changing here already. It wasn't a very hot summer. Wasn't a very hot summer. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. I did several guest appearances on radio stations around the country this past week, and I neglected to post that stuff. I'm supposed to put that stuff up on social media, Facebook fan page, but I forget from time to time. And the topic that everyone wanted to talk about was the market sell-off due to North Korea. I could talk about North Korea for hours and the failure of American foreign policy. But I was joking around, and I was saying to myself, I said, Kim Jong-un and the North Korean government, they're lacking in money. I wonder if they got their stockbrokers, some two-bunk country around the globe, that told them to short the market last week before they tested their hydrogen bomb, knowing that the markets would go down and they'd be able to make a fortune. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. Or if they're not able to do it or access the banking system, tell some other countries what they were planning on doing so they could reap that whirlwind. And again, the United States would never call these countries out. We just don't do that. But anyway, you know, everyone, you see market sell-offs, everyone likes to freak out. Everyone is still chasing that elusive bear. Oh, yeah. Well, where do you see a bear? I see a bear market. I see a bear market. I see a bear of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. All right. Enough already. There are bears that are out there. I mean, I've been talking about this the past several weeks and still story after story after story. So what if a bear market comes? So what if there's a correction? It doesn't matter if you've got your financial plan done the right way. If you own high quality companies in your portfolio that are priced accordingly, it shouldn't matter to you if you have to take a short term hit. And let's say a short term hit is a couple of years. When I mean markets go down, takes them a couple years to recover, but you still own high quality and you're able to reinvest those dividends in those companies at a lower price or invest more. Is that not a good thing? Again, part of the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid, part of the poisonous conventional wisdom out there is that you are able to time the market. You're able to guess what is going to happen next. I'm here to tell you that no one has ever been able to do it. Nobody. Someone has been able to guess right. Sure. But it's a guess. If someone were to come up to you, I say, and they were, let's say they were going to have a commercial on the radio, and someone were to tell you that they were selling a system for winning at roulette. Winning at roulette. I've got a system where you're going to be able to pick the right number on roulette, and I've got this amazing system. Order now, $19.95. I'm sure some people would do it. But it's stupid. I've got a system for calling the... You do, huh? No, you don't. I love that scene, and I've talked about it here on the program. In the movie Rain Man, where, yeah, he can count cards. He can count cards, and that most certainly will help his odds. But then he goes over to the roulette wheel and loses. Because there's no system for that. The biggest mistake ordinary investors, average investors make, and again, this is not just me. This is study after study after study. Aside from the fact that most people are not putting away enough money, is that they try to predict the market. I studied this guy and his work way back in the 1990s, a guy by the name of Terrence Odine. And I forget what university he was working at then. He's at Berkeley now. And he's gotten all the information from online firms and studied the behavior of investors and what they do. I mean, back in the 1990s, he found that people were more than twice as likely to sell their winners rather than their losers. Think about that. Yeah, get this. The average investor, the average investor in a stock mutual fund made 3.8% a year over the past 30 years. That stinks. That's one-third of the S&P 500's average, which was 11.1%. Why? People are trying to guess what hot fund to buy next, right? They buy and sell their mutual funds at the wrong time. Professor Odin's studies have shown that people buy and sell stocks at the wrong times. They sell stocks that are poised to rise and buy stocks that do worse than those they sold. They did worse than if they had been throwing darts. This is the problem people have preparing for a bear market. They aren't good at picking the top, and they panic and sell once stocks have fallen heavily when they should be buying. Yeah. Tell me something I don't know already. Again, people, get your financial plan done the right way. Don't be one of the greater fools out there. Don't buy into the hype. Don't buy into the garbage that they're selling you on CNBC and on the radio and all this other crap. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. I'm gonna go to class before
I got high. Come on, y'all. Check it out.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
So I want to thank everybody. You guys, I don't want to see you next week at another place, okay? We've seen you enough.
President Trump in Florida talking with rescue and relief workers after Hurricane Irma. The president praising the response of FEMA and first responders all across the state of Florida. He also held up Florida Governor Rick Scott for special praise for his work in the recovery.
What do I know? But I hope this man right here, Rick Scott, runs for the Senate. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know that at a certain point it ends for you and we can't let it end.
The president is continuing to press for his border wall, saying it's necessary for what he calls extreme border security. President Trump's comments come less than 24 hours after dinner with Democratic congressional leaders. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi both said they agreed to preserve DACA without providing funding for a border wall. Trump disputed that. USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The investigations are continuing into a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida, where 8 people died after power went out and no air conditioning was in the facility. Here's Hollywood Fire Chief Christopher Pratt.
Generally, anytime you have a situation like this with no AC, extremely hot temperatures, it can exacerbate medical conditions, especially with the elderly. It's not uncommon to have heat-related incidents under these kind of situations. So it's really hard to determine right now what the cause of some of these medical problems were. More than likely, the heat did play a factor in some of these things.
6 Marines remain in critical condition today after barely escaping death during a training exercise in the San Diego area. More than a dozen Marines were on an amphibious assault vehicle when it crashed and went up in flames Wednesday at Camp Pendleton. Officials say most of the Marines had to be rushed to UC San Diego's burn center. Officials at UC San Diego would not say whether all of the Marines will recover. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is under an investigation for a request he made concerning his honeymoon. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Multiple media outlets are reporting that Mnuchin's request has sparked an inquiry by the Treasury Department's Office of the Inspector General. Mnuchin apparently put in a written request for a government jet to take him and his wife on their honeymoon to Scotland, France, and Italy earlier this summer. A department spokesman said Mnuchin made the request out of a concern for maintaining a secure method of communication and later deemed it unnecessary. Mnuchin is already under review by the Inspector General to see if he improperly used a government jet to catch a prime view of the solar eclipse.
North Korea is shooting their mouth off again about the sanctions placed on them by the UN. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
The threats were in response to the new restrictions on all shipments of fuel to North Korea and for a total ban on textile exports. According to Suzanne Schulte of the North Korea Freedom Coalition, the Pyongyang regime should not only fear retaliation, but its own citizens.
There's nothing that Kim Jong-un fears more than his own people. It's because over 30,000 people have escaped. Crimes against humanity are occurring in North Korea. And that's what Kim Jong-un fears. He fears his own people.
I'm John Clemens.
A heavy-duty electric truck is coming from Tesla. Founder Elon Musk says the battery-powered semi will be revealed next month near Los Angeles. Musk says the Tesla semi-truck is unreal, and it's worth seeing the beast in person. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects.